Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you, talking some Cowboy football. We've got the two big defensive linemen here, Eddie Yarbrough and Uso Olive here. First of all, Lucas Walker was on the show last week, and he told me you put up 700 in squad. Is that true?
I actually put up more than that. I repped 705 three times.
Why?
You know what? Coach Duvall, he asked when I did it, he told me, I don't know why I made you do that. You know, and it was the same for Eddie. Me and Eddie are lifting partners because nobody can keep up with us.
What are you squatting?
I've repped 705 three times as well.
Oh my God! What is that? Just seems that seems dangerous.
Duvall is getting us right. Duvall is getting us right. Think about Duvall though. He said after he gets like, what's the most we've gone? 720.
Yeah, 720.
Yeah, that's the most we've ever gone. He was like, I'm not. There's no need for you guys to go any heavier. Like, if you can squat 720 pounds, I think we hit it twice. There's no need for you to lift any more than that. You pretty much just. You're strong, okay? You can say your legs are strong, so yeah.
You know, Eddie, you were all-conference defensive end last year. Uso, do you feel like this is kind of a breakout year for you as well after a year you had last year? You feel like it's time for you to your time to shine here a little bit?
Definitely. You know, receiving a lot of praise right now from different sources and whatnot. So I got a lot of things to live up to, but it's still not higher than my own standards. So, you know, I'm glad I got Eddie, you know, somebody on the D-line who plays next to me who holds those kind of accolades and, you know, gives me something to push forward to. So, you know, it'd be a shame to put up those numbers in the weight room and then not do anything in the field.
How do you translate that? I know I've heard Coach Bull talking about one of the guys trying to get a spot, maybe backing up Jonathan Kongbo. He's tearing up the weight room as well as a youngster, but they want to see it translate over onto the field. How does that happen? How do you move what you do in the weight room and put it back out on the field?
You know, the field and the weight room is a totally different thing. You know, it's actually a mindset on the field. You know, everybody on the field knows you're strong. And, you know, it's just like the mental part. How strong are you up there? And then, you know, and then the game just comes natural. You know, we try to keep it as simple as possible for, like, Combo. You know, he's a guy who is tearing up the weight. He's going to beat me and Eddie's records. And, you know, for him, he's just a young guy right now. And, you know, some guys are not getting it right now. That's why we're doing this spring ball, you know, try to mentally make people tougher.
You guys along the defensive front, Eddie, some would say maybe the strength of this defense this year with the experience that you guys brought back, how do you guys use that to your advantage and help out the back seven, so to speak, that may not have the experience and you know, trying to get things going here this spring?
You know, it's definitely an advantage having all the guys on the D-line that have played so much, but as one of our jobs is also motivators, we have to motivate the people behind us. But at the same time, you got to calm them down because you have, like you said, we have like a lot of guys, young guys playing in the back seven. So we know that sometimes we're gonna be like, hey, it's okay, calm down. We've been here before. Just keep your wits to you. And that's sometimes we got to do, just calm the young guys down because they know what they're doing. They've played it. By the time we get to the season, we probably repped each play like, I can't even put a number on it, so many times. But you just got to remind them, like, hey, you can do this. Keep them calm. And, yeah, and then also just lead by example. Run to the ball. Be enthusiastic and play just with great effort.
You guys on the defensive line aren't necessarily – you know, you look at the stat sheet. You're not stat fillers necessarily. Those are good. But you guys set it up for the linebackers and the safeties and stuff like that. Is it tough knowing that, you know, hey, I don't have the numbers, or is it about, you know, getting everybody involved in this defense and doing what you're supposed to do?
Football is a team sport. You know, there's no individuals on this team. That's why we don't have last names on our jersey. The only thing that matters on our jersey is that Wyoming. We're playing for each other. You know, as D linemen, we get passed up all the time. I live with that. I'm, you know, unfortunate, I'm not 190, 205, and I can't run around all day. You know, somebody has to do the dirty work. You know, so I'll take two guys, just so Lucas Walker can make the play. You know, and I'm happy with that. You know, I live another day, you know.
Yeah. Same thing. I would honestly say the same thing, you know. Even like – you know, it's funny. This is kind of – if you play football for a long time, you know, everybody wants to to be the cool guy that scores the touchdowns and gets to wear all the cool bands and stuff. But we're the guys that get the dirty work done. And just like the term with every man, with every great man, there's like a wife standing next to him. There's a great wife standing next to him. Well, that's also the same term as like linebackers. Even me as a defensive end, if I didn't have a great three tech like Uso Olive, oh my gosh, like life would be that much harder. Because what people don't understand is that just like with Uso, when Uso takes two, that frees me up with one-on-one. Just like when I take two, frees Uso up with one-on-one. And then when me and Uso both take two, that frees Walk up to just run and make plays. So it's a give and take kind of system. But that's our brotherhood. We love to do it for each other. And we'll do the dirty work because I get just as pumped seeing Walker get a sack as if I was getting a sack. I feel like I made it. Yeah. So
if you scored a touchdown,
oh my goodness.
You got your touchdown dance ready?
We're gonna get a 15-yard penalty because I'm gonna go try to dunk on the goal post. Oh, people don't know I can jump, all right? So I'm going to get up there.
Can you throw down?
Yes.
He's 300 pounds. He's dunking. I've seen it with my own eyes. Really? I've seen it with my own eyes. He can dunk. Don't get me wrong. He ain't doing no between the legs, but he can dunk.
Wow. How tall are you?
6 foot. Like 6 foot. What cleats, that's what matters.
Program,
yeah, you know, 6'1", 6'2", with the helmet and the pads on, you know. You know, Eddie always hating, but it's cool.
You guys are great. This is great. This is good stuff. As the season gets a little closer and a little closer, I can already tell you're fired up to get things going for that September 5th game. But, you know, spring football practice, yay or nay?
For as far as what?
Just getting out there.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot wait.
Big yay?
Yeah, huge yay. This is because, like, this is what you do it for, to get out there and be able to play. So look down at Uso and all his pads, be like, Uso, let's run this game, run a game and make a play, even get yelled at here and there, you know, get it tight and just like to – by the time – this is the best one in the world, being at the end of spring ball and being a well-oiled machine and just like grooving. Everybody knows what they're doing. Everybody's communicating, talking. It's poetic justice. It's beautiful. And just to get to that point, just be able to go out and play the actual game of football, like what I do all the running, the weight room stuff for. Oh, my goodness, that's what you do it for.
How are you guys different? If you look back 1 year ago to now, how are you different, Uso?
As a team and as an
We're way more mature, and I cannot say this. I say this in every interview that I've had. It feels so good to know that I'm going to be using the same playbook that I was using last year.
Jesus.
There's no better feeling as a football player to know what you're doing, because when you know what you're doing, you play faster.
Yes.
So the coach calls a play, and it's not, Eddie, what do I do right here? It's me and Eddie, we have this one play where they call, I'm not even going to say it, but they call it, and this is what me and Eddie do. We just look at each other like this. Because, like, sack. It's a sack. It's going to be a sack.
So last year, Do I take the B gap or do I run outside? Do I spin? And then at least like this, like, don't get me wrong, we're not perfect by any means going to this, but at least this time going around, if I make a mistake, I know what I did wrong. As far as the other last 4 years, because the last 4 years I've been here, I've gotten a brand new playbook every single spring ball. This is the first time I haven't got a brand new play, haven't been learning like a brand new defense going into spring. So I'm going out there and they're like calling the play. I'm like, well, yeah, I know it. Yeah, I've repped it a whole season. It's nice to actually like have that background and know what you're doing.
Did you go to the Cowboys NCAA tournament game? Did you get to make it?
Oh, yeah, I did. I actually went to the game. It was a great experience, you know, just being there. And then it was amazing to see all the brown and gold over there at the Key Arena. There was I kept my hoodie on, you know, trying to stay away from everybody. I went to go sit by myself, you know, just didn't want to, you know, be seen.
Did you stay for the second game, and did you see the 7'6" guy from UC Irvine?
Yes.
Mamadou Njai.
Oh, my God. You know, if I was them, I would have kept throwing him the ball, because every time he takes it in, it was like a foul. But, you know, I seen him. I didn't see him up close, but you could tell who he was. He looked like somebody's shadow, because your shadow's taller than you. It looked just like
Hey, guys, it was great talking to you. I appreciate it, man, and I'm sure we'll talk again. Great talking to you guys.
Sounds good.
Thank you.